Learn the art of investing on MoneyWise.
The MoneyWise podcast is back in your life to keep you ahead of the game. We bring you information that you need to do as you take on the options that you have as an investor. Today, we're going to be focusing on FlexiCap funds. And to help us understand this, we have an expert on board. And that expert is Sachin Rilegar, who is Senior Fund Manager, Equity, IDFC Asset Management Company. And Sachin, by the way, is an industry expert with over 20 years of experience. And he's been managing funds across the market cap spectrum. So, you know, you have just the person to tell you about FlexiCaps. And he also, by the way, focuses on quality companies that can generate superior long-term returns. So Sachin is our go-to man when it comes to this particular topic of FlexiCap funds. Thank you so much for joining us on the show and welcome, Sachin. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Pleasure being here.
Always the definitions first, as we say on the MoneyWise podcast. What are FlexiCap funds and what are the benefits of this option?
As the name suggests, FlexiCap fund actually can invest across the broad market spectrum, across the broad market cap range as well. So it is not confined to have certain percentage in certain market cap buckets. And therefore, it can actually take advantage of the opportunities which are available across the spectrum of the market. Okay. That is what the FlexiCap, as the name suggests. It's very true to the label. Okay. And in terms of the benefits, as I said, because of the FlexiCap flexibility to capture the opportunities across the market cap ranges, it actually has a very wide universe to choose from. That is one. Second, as you know, market prices are dynamics. Companies do appreciate in the value, depreciate in the value. So in both the cases, they do change the market cap categorization also per se. And fund manager necessarily can continue to have his winners irrespective of the market cap changes. And it can also take advantage of value depreciation if there is a value from a long-term point of view emerges in that. So that kind of flexibility which is there is actually a very, very significant advantage from a long-term point of view.
So that's the benefit of a FlexiCap fund. But that then brings me to this question, Sachin. In the current market scenario, right, with all the uncertainties and the fears of inflation as well, are FlexiCap funds a good choice for investors?
The near-term investment environment is quite challenging, that's for sure. No two ways about it. World is going through a lot of churn, geopolitical issues, inflation, and then there is a COVID, which is still playing out in a very important geography from an economic point of view, like China. So right. There are things which are quite volatile in nature, for sure, and therefore all the uncertainties are there. However, FlexiCap fund, as I said, it's an equity-oriented fund. The main objective of being looking at this kind of a product is from a long-term point of view. What are the financial goals and how it can be useful from that point of view? So near-term investment opportunity, near-term investment environment rather, is challenging, no doubt about that. But if somebody has a long-term financial goals, FlexiCap still has a very reasonable prospect from that point of view.
No, while we've actually spoken of the here and now, Sachin, also good to understand for our listeners what the near future is going to be like for an investor. Could you give us a sort of an idea?
I think what we are expecting in the near future, like next 1 year or so, starting with 6 months view, the things are still like volatile. There are interest rates which are rising in the global markets, and they are very important anchor in terms of the cost of capital. That will have impact on the how business environment get adjusted, how the macroeconomic factors also get impacted because of that. So that will clearly have impact on the asset classes and the prices. And that will impart certain amount of volatility in terms of the equity prices as well. So, but at the same time, this volatility can be tied over by spreading your investments over that period. One can take STP, SIP route for taking the exposure. So volatility can also offer an opportunity in terms of averaging your cost down.
I hear you, Sachin. Now, that brings me to this question that I typically ask all of our guests on the MoneyWise podcast, depending on what they are talking about. Who would you say is the right customer for a FlexiCap fund?
So investors' time horizon in terms of the financial goal is actually determines what kind of asset class he should choose. Mm-hmm. Within that, there is a FlexiCap, which is, as I said, a product which are truly flexible in terms of taking advantage of various opportunities. So investor having a long-term financial goal, like more than 5 years or so, he can actually consider equity as an asset class. Within that, so there are a number of other products like, you know, thematic funds also are there. And FlexiCap also overrides that advantage, because depending on the tailwind and the, you know, sectoral view also, it can tilt the portfolio exposure according to that. So those are all aspects which FlexiCap can bring in. So if you have a longer term horizon and also have, you know, understanding of your asset allocation discipline which is required, those are the investors who can definitely look at it. And versus thematic funds or product, this product tend to have a lesser risk element also, just, you know, one-to-one comparison from that point of view. And also you don't have to have, you know, exposure which is necessarily locked into a particular market cap categorization also. So those are the kind of elements which kind of smoothen the investment risk over a longer period of time. And also it can also capture the advantages of tilting the portfolio composition according to the tailwinds or the prospect of the sector per se.
That's correct.
You're listening to MoneyWise, successful investment ideas that create wealth. Did you know?
Mutual funds recorded a 150% jump in gross inflows from retail investors during financial year 2021-22. The gross inflows from households stood at Rs. 1.6 lakh crore, according to RBI data. AMFI data shows that Rs. 1.2 lakh crore in financial year 2022 came through SIPs.
Personal finance simplified, only on MoneyWise.
When you were explaining to us what FlexiCap funds were, I was thinking, oh, it does sound like it might have a higher element of risk. But here you are, you just told us that, you know, it, in the longer term, you smoothen out the risk. And that's the sort of the, one of the elements of this particular type of fund. So we're also told, you know, stay invested for the longer term, let compounding work its magic, don't get swayed by market trends, etc. And from the sound of it, there is still an element of risk. So does the idea of cutting one's losses become very important when you are opting for FlexiCap funds?
When we are saying smoothen out of the risk, which is basically smoothening out of the volatility part of it.
Right.
And therefore, that actually happens when one have a longer term horizon, because equity as an asset class tends to have a volatility, and that actually imparts the risk element to that. So any 100% equity oriented fund will score higher on a riskometer, which is a standard, you know, for all mutual fund products. From that, one can sense as to what kind of a risk element which is there. So FlexiCap will have a higher risk, higher rating on the riskometer. And however, it also compensates for that risk by having a higher return potential over a longer period of time. This long-term horizon and alignment of the investor's financial goal to the product, or the matching of the asset class versus to the investment goals, is the most important thing. So somebody having a very near-term horizon, less than 1 year or so, perhaps it is not advisable. There the risk element could be very high, because the predictability of equity as an asset class from a 1 year point of view is actually much lower. So cutting one's losses is an element, but then it has to be tuned to the what kind of financial horizon and the goal which are there.
And what happens? What should I do if I have invested in a FlexiCap fund and the market turns volatile? You're saying that if my goal is long term, which should be the case, then I should just stay put, or should I exit? I mean, what?
So if you are, let's say, if you're already invested in a FlexiCap fund from a starting point, let's say, there is a long-term investment horizon, which is more than 5 years. And as you move ahead in the time, then obviously your investment horizon will be shrinking, because you will move closer to the financial goal. And at the same time, the timeline will be shorter. That is the time when one can start recalibrating the investment, the asset class exposures towards more stabler kind of asset classes. Right. So that is how one need to fine tune it. The near-term volatility, as somebody is investing steadily, actually can work in his favor. Also, somebody who is quite heavily invested compared to what his regular investments are there, it should not actually matter as long as the investment horizon continues to be longer period of time.
Now, the last part of our conversation over here always has to do with mantras, because we always recognize that we have expertise on hand, and what good is that expertise if we can't, you know, pull out one or two mantras. So from you, I would love, Sachin, for us to give you your most critical finance or investment mantras when it comes specifically to FlexiCap funds.
So FlexiCap fund is actually it has a double-edged sort of one. On the one side, you have flexibility. On the other side, that flexibility can actually act against you, because unless you are disciplined about what you want to do in the fund, right? Therefore, the flexibility does offer an advantage in terms of taking opportunities from across the broader spectrum of the market, market capitalization, the sectors, etc. The choice available is very wide. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, what you choose versus what you avoid, that requires a lot of discipline, because in the long term, discipline is what plays out in your favor. And that is where the very, very clearly articulated kind of investment framework comes into the play. Once that investment framework is articulated well and it starts making a very rational kind of a sense from a long-term point of view, that is where one can actually start staying within that discipline. And that discipline over a period of time does play out in a right manner. It might have a near-term, you know, disadvantages of missing out on certain opportunities, or it might also have looking inferior in terms of the return profile. But that discipline is what gives you predictability. That discipline is what avoids you from making more number of mistakes. And lesser the number of mistakes you make in investment, automatically your long-term, you know, outcomes actually starts getting better. So that is about actually when looks at the FlexiCap category. Is there a discipline which has been clearly articulated? Is there an investment framework which is clearly articulated? And is the fund is actually very much aligned to what the framework has been articulated? I think that is the mantra. So when we are managing just several funds at our place, we always have this investment framework. And within that, then there are investment frameworks for the product, which are accordingly, you know, the portfolio gets constructed rather.
Got it. And thank you so much for sharing that mantra with all of our listeners, Sachin. I have one last question, and this is like an out of syllabus question, but then I think you're a subject matter expert, so this one you should be able to hit it out of the stadium. CFA and of course a master's in management studies, but also an engineer. So how did that engineer to all of this world happen for you? And is there anything common now that you dabble in investments and the markets and everything between what you might have learned in that phase of your life?
So actually, it does not have a texture, actually. If I look at my peer group, and if I look at even when I graduated from MBA, my class itself had a lot of engineers as well as chartered accountants, doctor. I mean, there are all sorts of disciplines. Basically, the engineering gives you a grounding in terms of analytical skills, which I believe. But at the same time, it is basically a generalist approach of making sense about the business proposition. That's what works. So all those, you know, technical education does help you in understanding certain specific businesses better. But at the same time, all the, you know, knowledge which you go through, the experiences which you collect along the way, that actually helps you in terms of evolving as an investor. So it's not an engineer leads to a better fund manager, but being an engineer does help.
Yeah, in some way, correct. And like I had predicted, hit it out for a 6. That is Sachin Relekar for you. And thank you so much, Sachin, for making a super hit out of our understanding of FlexiCap funds on the MoneyWise podcast today.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're listening to MoneyWise, brought to you by IDFC Mutual Funds. Check out the rest of our series for more investment advice. Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.